Chuck-a-Tree, how much longer do we have to walk?
Oh, come on. We've been walking for like 3 minutes.
So, how much longer do we have to walk?
We're here.
We're here?
Yeah, I was having you walk a little longer to fuck with you. Welcome to Centennial Park.
Okay, so it's just as devoid of stuff as anywhere else in the Fallout, Chuck-a-Tree.
Dylan, I don't think you understand what I've done. Look around you.
Dude, is that a dragon?
Shh, feast on surprise.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
Excellent. You want to go visit the space llamas?
Space llamas?
I genetically engineered them to be born with jetpacks.
Okay, are you implying that that half animal, half mechanical, thing can breed?
No, I'm just saying that life finds a way.
You're such a nerd.
I'm a hacker scientist
That's what I
psycho.
said, you're a nerd.
I am not a nerd. I prefer to be called hacker scientist psycho. Come on, I want to show you the rest.
Chuck-a-Tree, what is that?
It looks like a severed leg.
So is there anything like dangerous out here?
Well, I decided to make space llamas, dragons, fairies, Piglet, the Stay Puft Marshmallow thing,
Stay puffed.
velociraptors.
Velociraptors. Chuck-a-Tree. After careful consideration, I have decided that I don't want to move active to your park.
Come on, Dylan, the chaos would be fun.
I'm going back now.
See? Look, chaos already. Didn't expect you'd run off after one glance. Oh. Look. A velociraptor is staring me in the face. There's another example. Now I'm talking to myself. Scared stiff. There's another. But that's chaos. Dylan, wait for me!
We're screaming, crying. There's not a place inside in that we can hide.
If we're crying, we hope they can't see.
Chuck-a-Tree,
Yeah.
Chuck-a-Tree. You know raptors can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Seeing only food between us till they attack our heart. But your fear denies me strength, the strength to believe.
Yeah.
last year.
Did you just hear something?
What? It wasn't one of the actors?
No, it sounded like it came through the vault door.
So it's one of the actors we kicked off the show. Trick-or-treat. Clearly, Clear Skies does not want to be eaten by a raptor.
Please, I think you're what we've been looking for.
Oh my god, Dylan! They're opening the vault! They learned how to open locked metal doors!
We're fucked.
Do you have any sugar?
We were in the middle of mid-morning after breakfast tea.
And we were going to start our auditions for our musical after that.
We heard you two. We think you should audition.
It'd be splendid.
Yes, absolutely splendid.
Oh, I think they've passed out.
You think they'll care if we gorge on their insides?
But we haven't had tea yet.
Ah, yes. Perhaps we'll just take a cube of sugar and be on our way.
Why?
Yes, indeed.
Reginald? Oh, I've been left behind. I smell actors. You're Motley Fool. And you're Adelaide. Perform!
Oh!
Well, I did it. I walked right on down that hall without my hair on. I feel naked, but I did it.
Oh, good for you, Earl.
How are you, Dr. Eve?
Oh, I'm fine. Sit, please.
That main security guard, Bumper, was catcalling at me, but I did exactly what you assigned me to do. I came in here with one less item of female attire. That is, if you can count a wig as attire.
Good for you. I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I walked and set this in before my appointment slot has just enough time to dry it up under my portable. But I would not have time to finish fixing it, so I'd have to bring it here to my session to put the finishing touches on it. Being as I got a show after this in the rec room, I can't disappoint my fans. They're crazy, but they're loyal. They're always there.
Maybe that's because they're locked up and don't have anywhere else to go. That was a joke.
Okay.
I caught your last show.
A little bit out of control. Usually I perform after the patients have been medicated. Oh, if you talk to Nurse Jackson, tell her that was a much better system. I'd sure appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do. This is a big step, Earl. Very big. You coming in without the wig on, I believe we have made some progress.
Well, I gotta tell ya, I feel a little bit like a whore in a church.
You look a little bit like one, too. That was another little joke.
Okay.
No offense.
None taken. Listen, Dr. Eve, how long is this gonna take?
It's a regular session, about 45 minutes.
No. This whole dehomosexualization thing. Because it seems to be going at a very, very slow pace.
Well, Earl, you really haven't been participating in your own recovery. I don't have a magic wand.
I do. Got it in a drawer back in my room somewhere. I got it when I was little. I used to pretend that I was Glinda the Good Witch.
Earl!
What?
Could we please just stay with our session this time?
So sorry, but you know, Dr. Eve, I resent you saying that I'm not participating in my own recovery. I walked right down that hall without my hair on, came in here looking like something the cat drug in.
Yes, I know, and that's good, but Earl, in 3 months, 68 sessions. This is your very first effort.
Well, I don't like to rush into things. And in my own defense, you did say I have a severe case of homosexuality.
It's one of the worst I've ever seen. And with the transvestism, well, it's very, very complicated.
Well, I'm well aware of that, Dr. Eve.
Now, did you try my masturbation exercises?
Yes, I did. Well, I did exactly what you asked me to. I started masturbating by fantasizing about a man. I thought about Wardell from back home.
Of course you did.
Then I switched over to a woman.
Good, good.
Well, at first, I couldn't decide who to use. I thought about using Tammy Wynette, but oh, that did not seem right. I mean, you know, with her being gone, it's evil and wrong.
Well, Earl, fantasies are very healthy. Well, not with dead people, but there doesn't have to be anything evil or wrong about sex.
Well, that is not what my mama told me, Missy. I miss my mama. I haven't seen Mama in 6 months, 4 whole days. My sister Lavonda's been coming out here to see me.
Yes, I know. We've had several conversations. And we need to talk about your Mama, but not till the end of the session.
My sister Lavonda's the one getting me out of here.
Well, I know that, but you're not ready yet.
When will I be ready? I've been here for 23 years.
And scene. Okay, so Motley Fool had a little bit of trouble. For instance, why don't you just take a listen to this?
Ooh, a little bit out of control. I usually perform f- stupid f- voice. I swear to God, I'm gonna f- shove this thing's f-ing up the f- of the f- I'm gonna f-ing f- it up the f- God damn it.
And now back to your regularly scheduled act it. Wait, this is scheduled?
I hate you all.
Okay. So, I would just like to say to everybody that I'm probably going to die because I ate yogurt that was like, what's the date today? The 10th of March?
Yes. 11th, actually.
It says this yogurt says sell by December 21st.
That's the sell-by date, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're fine.
The expiration date could not be far from that.
Okay.
So, yes. Anyway, I might die. So, if I die, then, yeah. You will all know why. Because of the yogurt. It was fruit in the bottom. It was fruit on the bottom mango yogurt, too. Anyway.
That fruit on the bottom will get you.
The fruit on the bottom will. Anyway, about this scene. I can't even believe that was Motley Fool. Like, I'm now convinced Motley you can do anything. I think you're a genius. And I was worried... You were going to be kind of, like, stereotypical and minorly offensive, but I didn't think you really came off like that. I think a lesser actor would have gone more for the flamboyancy and thereby offended people. I don't know. And then, Adelaide, I thought you were much better this week. Like, you sounded more real and, like, you had a better grasp on your lines. And I was impressed with both of you guys this week. I think you did a great job. And I thought that the scene in general was an epic win.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole critique.
All right. Sweet. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. At the beginning of all my critiques this time around, I'm going to be stating random things I took notes on while I was editing. And the only notes I have for you guys were that I got, I believe, 2 takes every time from Motley Fool and 2 to 3, depending, for Adelaide. Anyway, so this is like random trivia for the rest of you, so that you know how everyone else is doing. As far as the characters, Adelaide, I was so incredibly happy with how you portrayed the therapist. There were a couple of times, like, I think I wanted something else from you, but that's fine because the way you did it worked very well. And then
did Adelaide do the 1 takes, or did she do multiple takes?
She did 2 or 3.
See, she only did 1 for me. Thanks, Adelaide.
Well,
appreciate it.
Well, clearly she loves me more, Dylan.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Continue.
Motley Fool, I liked that you went with an accent you were a lot more comfortable with, as opposed to Texan, I believe, is what Brother Boy is in fact supposed to be. I really liked all the more comedic parts, and I loved how you said okay. It's one of my favorite parts of this scene is when Brother Boy says okay, and I don't know why. Anyway,
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's just like okay. Anyway, I think that when it got to the end, when it started hitting, it was supposed to be hitting you a lot deeper and everything. Like, at first it's just, you know, this is normal times and everything, and you're used to this sort of routine, but your mom's died really recently. And I think I said this? I'm not sure. I can't remember. Anyway, it felt very, when the sudden transition from talking to Sniffle, I miss my mama, was very campy to me. And I think it should have come from somewhere more real. But other than that, I really liked it. I
almost said something about
that, too. Yes. And that's all I got, really.
But I like him so much that I didn't want to bring him down with that note.
It's an acting note as opposed to something having to do with this, which he had so much trouble with.
Yes.
But
I figure
I'm very proud of you for having done so well. Yeah.
I'm not going to nitpick.
I'm going to nitpick, Dylan, because if I don't nitpick, then I won't. I'll give everyone a 6.
Well, basically, she's saying she might eliminate you.
No, I'm not.
She might eliminate Motley.
I'd be the last person to eliminate Motley Fool.
You don't know. All my people could have been so good that there's nobody else to eliminate but Motley.
There's so many people on here I would eliminate before Motley Fool that if it came down to that, Dylan, it would not happen.
Let's not ruin the surprise for everybody. It's going to suck.
How's that ruining surprise?
It's like Russian roulette.
That's not ruining surprise. That's just saying that Motley Fool's really good. So there.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right.
Well, okay, I'm done then.
We cool, G? Yeah, we're cool. All right.